greetings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Who can show you the way? Because basically, the way does not exist. You are always on the go. Wherever you are is the goal. The way does not exist. If you go on asking about the way, you are trying to create future again and again. And future is the nightmare. Look, this very moment, life is pouring from everywhere. A single moment of witnessing, and you will laugh at the very absurdity of asking for a path or a way or a method. Nothing is to be done. Whenever you come to me asking for a way, I say within myself, here comes a crazy man again. If I don't show you the path, I look hard, unkind. If I show you the path, I mislead you. The only thing that can be done is you should be thrown to yourself. So I have to devise ways, which are not ways, which only appear to be ways. They don't lead anywhere, because there is nowhere to go. Everybody is already there. There is nowhere to go. I devise paths and methods just to tire you, exhaust you. So one day, in deep exhaustion, you simply drop all seeking. Exhausted, you fall down on the ground, tired, tired of all ways and all methods, tired of the very seeking and the search, and suddenly a peace descends on you, the peace which is beyond understanding. And you will laugh because it was always possible. It was because of you that it was not descending. You were running away. All paths lead where? Truth is here. All paths lead somewhere, and truth is always here. No path can bring you to yourself. That's why I say try hard, so that you can be tired soon. Don't go slow. Lukewarm, you can go for lives and lives, hoping and hoping. Try hard, try absolutely, totally, so that you can be tired, so much so that the sheer tiredness drops the whole effort. And suddenly, lying on the ground, you become aware of the reality that is here. God is not a thing. God is the whole performance. You cannot catch hold of it. Nirvana is not somewhere. It is the whole performance of life. I was reading a little story. It was springtime, and a teacher said to his pupils, "I saw something the other day, and I wonder if any of you have seen it. If you know it, don't say what it is." I went out and saw it coming up from the ground about 10 inches high, and on top of it was a little round ball of fluff. And if you went, a whole galaxy of stars flew out. Now, what was it like before the little ball of stars appeared? One said, "It was a little yellow flower, like a sunflower, only very small." "And what was it like before that?" a little girl said. "It was like a tiny green umbrella, half closed, with a yellow lining showing." "Yes, but what was it like before that?" one of them said. It was a little rosette of green leaves coming out of the ground. Now, do you all know what it is? They roared back, dandelion. And did you ever pick dandelions? Most of them said yes, but the teacher said, no, you cannot pick a dandelion. That is impossible. A dandelion is all these things you mentioned, and more. So whatsoever you picked, you only got a fragment of something or other. You can't pick a dandelion, because a dandelion is not a thing. It is a process and a performance. And you know, everything is a process and a performance, even you. You cannot pick a dandelion, even a small flower in its totality, because the totality is tremendous. How can you pick God? How can you pick a small flower? God is this whole performance. All that is today is God. All that has ever been is God. All that is ever going to be is God. God is not a thing, it is a process, and so infinite and so vast. How can you seek God? It is impossible. You can live, you can drop into this infinite ocean of godliness, and that door opens right now.